You're listening to BBC Radio Berkshire with me, Alice Hopkins. Now, when I say life after 50, what do you think of? What are the hobbies and pastimes that maybe you have at that age or you think you might have when you reach 50? I'm asking because we're joined now by some very rock and roll women that formed a punk band. They're all over the age of 50 and they've never sung or played instruments before. And yet yesterday they debuted a new single in front of crowds over at Flowfest. I am so excited that Suzette from The Hormones joins me now. Suzette, thank you so much for coming on. I mean, let's take it right back to the start. How did The Hormones come to be founded as a band in the first place?
Oh, well, good morning and thanks for having me on. We were all enjoying ourselves doing various types of community performance, community theatre and panto, and we all love performing, but none of us had been in a band before, and quite a lot of us had never played musical instruments before or sung. And so Deb, who's the bassist in the band, said, how hard could it be? I'd like to learn to play bass. Let's start a punk band. And that's basically what we did.
I love that attitude so much of like, come on, it can't be too hard. Other people do it. Let's give it a go. And I think there is something about music that I think we all feel a bit daunted by. We almost think if by now we don't know how to play it, then that's our chance gone. We're not musicians. So I love that it was like, no, let's go and try and learn from scratch. How hard was that process of suddenly then trying to get into making music and performing it?
Well, it did turn out to be a little bit harder than perhaps we'd expected, but also so much fun. And you know, the sense of achievement and the support that we all give each other is really, really important. We've even got to the point now where people are saying, perhaps I'd like to swap, I might have a go at the drums next. And I think that's really exciting. The important thing is none of us want to stop learning new things and making a bit of noise and taking up a bit of space.
And do you feel that still seems quite like revolutionary to say that, like, oh, we don't want to stop learning? It seems like there is that bit that we all kind of feel like, oh, we have to stick to our lanes, and if we weren't doing this from the age of 8, then that's us done. Do you think it still feels really exciting to say like, no, I'm still doing new stuff, I'm not going to stop learning?
It is really exciting. I think all of us have sort of been like that from early on. I don't think there's any of us that have been kind of set in one career or set in one activity or interest. I think we're a group of people that have always liked doing new things. And I think most people can do that if they have the time, the opportunity, and also have a sort of supportive group of people to do it with. I think that's really important, working with a kind of creative and supporting group of friends and also new people. I met a load of new people doing this, and it's really terrific.
And tell me, it's never too late. And why punk specifically? Why is that the sound you guys went for?
The sound is important because it's noisy and it's fairly straightforward. But I think mostly it's an attitude, more than a particular genre of music. Although we're playing mostly kind of classic, you know, punk or sort of punk rocky songs, we love the attitude more than anything. It is very much, we're doing this because we want to, we're doing it because we're having fun, and of course, in the words of the song, we don't care. it really is, you know, take us or leave us, we like what we're doing, and come and enjoy it with us if you want to.
I think that attitude of take it or leave it is such a good one to have, because it's we're happy with what we're doing and we're enjoying it, and if you want to enjoy it too, you're welcome. If you don't and it's not for you, that's okay too. But what has it been like seeing that reception? I mean, when you're performing live and you're seeing people's reaction, and you must have people speaking to you afterwards as well, what's that response been, Suzette?
I think we've been really surprised, really blown away by how much support we've had. The last gig that we organised was at our local community centre. It's got a capacity of 90, and we sold out. We were turning people away at the door, which was really sad. And not only are there lots of women and friends of our age, you know, 50 plus, no upper limit, but our children, our friends' children and their friends are all there going, this is great as well. We did think we might embarrass a few people, but not that we cared. But it turns out we haven't. We've got support right across the ages. And in fact, yesterday when we played Flowfest, my five-year-old grandson was there. So we really are a multi-generational band.
What a cool grandma you are, Suzette. That's amazing. I've got to ask about the name, The Hormones. Such a good name, and it sounds so punk. How did it come to you? What's the story behind the name?
We made a lot of lists of potential names, and we didn't want it to sound kind of like we were apologising, but for anything, you know, for being older. But we did want it to relate to who we are. And of course, that is such a lovely sound. You can't help but think of the Ramones when you say The Hormones. And so it gives that real punk echo that we wanted to have in there, as well as very much being like us.
It also, I imagine, will look great on a band t-shirt, band merchandise, posters, The Hormones. I can imagine big names for, like, how you can make that look amazing at your shows.
So far we have badges, but I think our next merch might just be tea towels.
Well, I want the Hormones tea towel. Tell people, Suzette, how people can...
We'll send you one.
Please do. And tell people listening how they can get their hands on a badge, hopefully a hand on a tea towel soon. But more importantly, come and enjoy your music live. Is there anywhere that people can follow the Hormones?
We have a website, thehormones.org, and we also have Instagram and Facebook. You should be able to find us quite easily on those. And we have information about ourselves up there as a band, and also, you know, the gigs that we've done and forthcoming gigs. Our next one will be at our local community centre again in October, and it'll be another fundraiser for a local cause. So,
well, Suzette,
you'll have to get your tickets early though for that.
Yes, because they're all selling out and you're having to turn people away. It's amazing. So that's The Hormones. People can find you online and get all the details of how they can come and enjoy your music live and get their hands on a badge as well. Suzette from The Hormones, it's been an absolute joy. Thank you so much for inspiring us to keep learning and keep doing something new today. And I can't wait to see all the things that The Hormones do next. It's been fab chatting with you there on your Sunday morning. I'm Alice Hopkins. I hope you're doing well. Don't know about you, but I have got a spring in my step after hearing all about The Hormones. I feel like I want to start my own band, maybe learn an instrument. I did dabble in the trumpet when I was younger, and I wasn't good. But maybe now I'm more mature, I can return to it, maybe from a punk band of my own.